For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty on all counts in his federal bribery trial. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
16 times Senator Menendez heard from a jury that he was guilty of taking bribes from New Jersey businessmen. The jury's decision came despite the senator's insistence that what he did was part of his job as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez's wife is also accused in the scandal. She's being tried separately.
It appears the Secret Service knew that the building from which would-be presidential assassin Thomas Crooks got off his murderous rounds was an ideal spot for a sniper, but the service decided not to put agents up there. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle told ABC it was not safe.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
The roof only has about a 6-degree slope. Cheadle says she is determined to stay on in her job despite what critics have described as massive failures of that day. A radio host and former attorney for Donald Trump is disappointed that an LGBTQ Republican group is praising the new GOP platform. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
When the Republican National Convention officially adopted its 2024 party platform, Charles Moran, the president of the pro-homosexual group known as the Log Cabin Republicans, issued an email calling the platform adoption as an historic moment both for the GOP and our country. He went on to say, quote, "This platform sends a powerful message to LGBT conservatives across the country that we are not only welcome in the Republican Party, but part of the movement to make America great again." Jenna Ellis is a former attorney for President Donald Trump and host of Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
I was very disappointed, but not shocked at all, to read that statement from the Log Cabin Republicans. I mean, this is ultimately the trajectory of a GOP that wants to be so inclusive that it is excluding Christian moral priorities from its platform.
But Ellis says Christians cannot just abandon the GOP.
There are people who would say, well, we just need to make sure that we preserve our access, and so we don't want to offend. And then my question would be, well, then what good is your counsel if you are not willing to say the truth and speak the truth when given the opportunity?
And Ellis says Christians can't go off on their own.
My personal opinion is not that we should simply now as Christians say, well, they're both evil, both sides, and the platform is terrible, so therefore we need to go and start our own Christian party. That's not going to be effective. I think that we need to still be in the room as much as possible. We still need to be giving that godly advice.
Ella says we need to be like Daniel. I'm Chad Groening.
The Italian health ministry has placed a dozen cities under the most severe heat warning as a wave of hot air from Africa is baking southern Europe. Temps have already neared 40 degrees Celsius and are expected to get even higher later this week. 40 degrees Celsius is approximately 104 degrees Fahrenheit. In Greece, municipalities made air-conditioned spaces available to the public, while certain forms of outdoor work was banned, including manual labor, deliveries, and construction during the hottest time of the day. In final news, Israel's military is getting ready to require religious men to start serving in uniform, ending decades' worth of exemption from service that most other Israeli Jews are required to perform. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
Orthodox Jews are protesting in the Israeli town of B'nai Barak now that Israel's Defense Force will begin Sunday issuing draft notices to religious Jewish men of fighting age. Israel's Supreme Court has done away with the long-lived exemption for them from conscription. Most Israeli Jews, men and women, are required to join the army after high school. The exemption for religious Jews, who argued their studies were a spiritual defense of the state, had been a source of resentment in Israeli society and the cause of political friction, as religious political parties fought to maintain it.
That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net.